I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The U.S. Open is underway in New York, the final Grand Slam tennis tournament of the season. Men's top seed and defending champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia began with a 6-4, 6-1, 6-4 victory over Spaniard Robert Carbajas Baena.
I've been in this particular situation many times in my career, and I know, you know, what feels comfortable for me, what I need to do in order to get far in the tournament. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for anybody that I play against, and today I played against a player that I never faced before. That doesn't happen too often.
Djokovic is focused on this event and all the majors.
So obviously at this stage of my career, my life, Grand Slams, it's mostly about Grand Slams, really. I mean, how can I, you know, set my shape and form to be at my best, to reach the peak of my tennis performance and my abilities on a Grand Slam. They matter the most in the history of our sport.
Spanish great Rafael Nadal has never lost in the U.S. Open first round, extending that distinction with a 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 victory over Australian John Millman.
When you start the tournament, you have difficult opponents in front, and you need to go on court and respect every single opponent. I went on court today against a tough opponent, knowing that I need to play well to win, and if you play bad, you can lose. So Tsitsipas had a very tough first round.
Defending the women's title is Naomi Osaka of Japan. She got off to a less than convincing start against Anna Blinkova, 6-4, 6-7, 6-2.
I felt nervous. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's definitely a new feeling. Never had to come into a tournament come into a Grand Slam. I mean, I went to Indian Wells once. So I did feel like that gave me a little bit of practice, but the amount of nerves that I felt today was completely different than in California. So yeah, I'm kind of really glad that's over.
Osaka has a sense of what she needs to do moving forward.
There were moments where I played really well, and then moments where, I mean, I didn't play as well, but I think as a whole, I just need to learn how to stay more consistent on the good side. But I didn't really expect myself to play amazing today. And I knew it was going to be a really tough battle. The only thing I would have wished is that I won the first match point.
Osaka had battled to be number one. Now that she is,
I feel like I'm always the challenger, until recently. But yeah, being number one and then defending the title is two things that are a little bit out of my control at the moment. And I know that everyone that I play is going to play super hard and they're going to want to beat me.
Former world number one Simona Halep of Romania feels this women's draw is wide open.
Everyone can win any tournament, even the Grand Slams. That's why we have different winners. Now you never know what is going to happen during a tournament, and every match is tough. First round, second round, doesn't matter. It's the same level. It's good for everybody, in my opinion. It's a chance for everyone, and we have to take it.
This certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this.
An upturned horseshoe is a symbol of good luck, and it's the logo for the National Football League's Indianapolis Colts. But for the team, luck has run out for good. Quarterback Andrew Luck, who made a surprise announcement following a preseason game.
I'm going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life, but it is the right decision for me.
The 29-year-old team leader played six seasons with Indianapolis, but the last several have been especially punishing to his body.
For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing, unrelenting, both in season, and off season.
While his team and NFL fans were shocked, the move fulfilled a promise Luck had made to himself.
I haven't been able to live the life I want to live, taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation, and the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in.
Fans caught wind of Luck's impending departure on social media, and boos rained down from the stands when he left the field.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I heard the reaction. Yeah, it hurt. I'll be honest, it hurt.
Still, playing in the National Football League and for the Colts was a dream come true.
It's the greatest team game in the world. I've loved being in that locker room. It's truly been the honor of a lifetime to suit up next to many of those guys, and that's part of what makes this very, very, very difficult.
As for Andrew Luck's future,
part of my journey going forward will be getting out of pain and figuring out what's going on and how to feel better.
And
I'll feel like a Colt forever. I know I will.
College football is upon us.
This is game week, finally. It's a fun time of year.
Head coach Dabo Swinney leads defending national champion and number one ranked Clemson into another title quest, beginning with Atlantic Coast Conference rival Georgia Tech.
Openers are really tough. They always are tough because we have more time to prepare for this one game than any game that we ever play.
Swinney is not thinking ahead to what might be added to the trophy case, but rather the journey there.
There's only so far you can get without going and playing a game. And that's the next step for us, is playing an opponent and kind of figuring out where we are. I'm excited to see us play and see what we need to do to improve. And that's really our focus, is to just get better one week at a time, one day at a time.
Many college football observers see little challenge to Clemson and Alabama, who have met in three of the past four national championship games. Swinney says this Clemson team is very different from last year's title winner.
We got a lot of new pieces. We've got a little over 40 people on the team that were not on the team last year. So we got a lot of guys that are getting their first experience to Clemson, and then we got a lot of new roles, guys that were on the team, but now they have completely different roles or more significant roles.
One important bit of consistency is quarterback Trevor Lawrence, who's only a sophomore.
Still the same person. I think the only thing from success is just having a little more confidence, you know, starting the year as opposed to last year. Hadn't played any college football yet, so have a little bit more confidence, but still the same person.
He could be quite a force as he matures from the freshman who led an undefeated season and the first ever 15-0 record in college football.
Definitely, I think I've been more of a vocal leader this year than I was last year, for sure, being a freshman, but that's something I've tried to challenge myself to do, is lead more, be a little bit more vocal. I mean, I feel like I've always tried to lead by example, but sometimes it is necessary to step up and say some things. So I've been trying to do that, and I think it's been going well.
It's obvious Swinney has instilled in his players the philosophy of always trying to improve.
We want to be the best offense in the country. I mean, not saying we are right now. We don't really know. We haven't seen much football. We know we can get better. So that's one of our goals, and I think we have the talent to do that.
That's pretty crazy.
South African Erik van Rooyen has captured his first European Tour golf title at the Scandinavian Invitation in Sweden. He knew over the final holes he was in position to win.
On 17 even, I got a little emotional, and you know, the tournament was far from done, so over the moon. I mean, that putt on 18, you know, hands are shaking, knowing that, you know, I've got to make it to win.
Van Rooyen made several crucial par saves along the way to finish at 19 under par.
Very important. Not even just the par saves. I made some really nice birdie putts as well. I've been putting well all day.
One shot behind was Matt Fitzpatrick of England.
Yeah, I just felt really comfortable out there. I was playing some really good golf, and just it was sort of nice to be in the mix again this year.
Despite playing well, misfortune intervened.
I didn't really miss a shot. You know, I hate to say it, but I had no luck out there. I've flagged one down 14 and hit the pin and ricochet off the green. Got a mud ball on 16, and it's just flowing the green, you know, two things that is part of golf.
Seeking a win on home soil, Henrik Stenson of Sweden was five shots off the pace.
Making lots of birdies was the plan, and that didn't really happen, even though we had some couple of good holes, and one in particular, but all in all, I didn't have my sharpest game, and especially on the back nine, I couldn't really hit anything close.
After 18 years on the European Tour, Stenson finally got a hole in one, but he didn't see it.
Unfortunately, we couldn't see the bottom of the pin. I hit a very nicely struck 7-iron, and it was flying straight at it. So I had my hopes, you know, and it was kind of sitting down in the bowl. And it was coming straight at it. The reactions, I don't think all of the crowd could see it either. Some seemed more excited than others, and it wasn't until we reached the front of the green I realized that it was in the hole. I didn't see a ball.
Meanwhile, Van Ruijen is enjoying his first European Tour title.
Probably a few beers and a few shots of tequila. I think it's on the menu. Thank you. Cheers.
It's on to Switzerland for many European golfers, where two-time defending champion Matt Fitzpatrick has a rare opportunity for three in a row.
Going for the hat-trick is obviously a nice position to be in. I feel like my game's in good shape after coming off a good last week in Sweden. I think I feel comfortable around here. I love the week as a whole. It's always good fun.
Fellow Englishman Tommy Fleetwood was excited to have his family join him at a place he's come to enjoy.
In such a busy schedule, it's nice to come somewhere where, you know, obviously working hard and there's a lot to do, but for those hours where you're not, or even during that time on the golf course, it's just such a lovely place to, whether you want to relax, whether you want to take it in, whether you want to take pictures or something, it's just really cool. And everybody, you know, I was really looking forward to showing the kids this place, actually. So when we were flying in and that and driving up, it's just nice, really. It's an experience as well this week, rather than just a golf tournament.
Fleetwood says the course presents some unique playing adjustments.
I think it's tricked up. I think it requires a high level of patience. And you're gonna hit good shots that are gonna get punished. You have to kind of, the shots where you want to be aggressive and you can't, then I think it's just one of those courses where, you know, you have to have a good all-round game. There's a lot of short shots, and I think that, you know, it feels like it can go low, but it's also very difficult to do that. So it takes a good mindset as well as hitting good golf shots.
Spaniard Sergio Garcia describes it as
tight, not particularly long, but you have to, you know, you have to drive the ball well. You have to be accurate.
Garcia has one advantage over the rest of the field.
We live here, some part of the year, so it's nice to sleep in your own bed and be at home. And we're excited for it. You know, of course, it looks really nice, and you know, the views are always unbelievable.
And he was able to match his game against players he normally doesn't see, like a practice round with Justin Timberlake.
Good player. I've never played with him, but I knew that he liked his golf, and we had a good time. We played 9 holes yesterday, and with him and Dennis Quaid, and it was a fun 9 holes.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.